Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We bless His holy name. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm chapter 17 verse 15. It says, "And I in righteousness, I will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness." That's what the writer David was writing in the book of Psalm. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. What a beautiful scripture. What a hopeful scripture. What a scripture that gives you an assurance of eternity, an assurance that you will meet with Jesus after your journey on this earth. And that's fantabulous. I was reading a short note by Avis B. Christensen. And it says, "I'm living for the moment when my Savior's face I see. Oh, the thrill of that first meeting when His glory shines on me. When His voice like sweetest music falls upon my waiting ear and my name amid the millions from His precious lips I hear." Beautiful story. You know, I love the beautiful hymn that Fanny Crosby wrote, and it was in early 1800s, and you know the story of Fanny, that she was a blind girl and a blind lady, and at the age of 71 she wrote this beautiful hymn which says, "Someday the silver cord will break and I no more as now shall sing, but oh the joy when I shall wake within the palace of the King. Someday my earthly house will fall. I cannot tell how soon it will be. But this I know, my all in all has now a place in heaven for me. Someday when fades the golden sun beneath the rosy tinted vest, my blessed Lord will say, 'Well done,' and I will enter into rest. Someday, till then I'll watch and wait, my lamp all trimmed and burning bright, that when my Savior opens the gate, my soul to Him may take its flight." And it says, the chorus says, "And I shall see Him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. And I shall see Him face to face and tell the story saved by grace." My dear brothers and sisters, you and I have been saved by grace through faith. And that is why we will continue to keep our lamps burning, our wicks trimmed, and be ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, because the signs of the time tell us that Jesus is coming soon. And if He's coming soon, we, the people of God, the sons and daughters of God, must be ready to meet Him midair. Hallelujah. So take some time and anticipate the moment when you, like Fanny Crosby, will see the face of Christ. Praise Him even now, because you have been saved by His redeeming grace. And allow this truth of the gospel to encourage your way and perhaps even share it with another today, because today is the day of salvation for somebody. Hallelujah. Let's seek God's face and let's get ready to meet with Jesus. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. Lord God Almighty, the way you revealed yourself to Fanny Crosby, though she was blind. But Lord God Almighty, she says, "When I will awake in heaven, I will see His face." Yes, O Lord, she was handicapped on this earth. But Lord, in your eternal presence, she will be whole. And the first thing is that she is going to see your face. Abba Father God, what hope eternal, what blessed assurance you gave to Fanny, and how divinely she could write those beautiful hymns, thousands of them, worshiping you and glorifying your name. Lord God Almighty, help us to understand that how beautifully and gloriously we have been saved by grace. And Lord God Almighty, that we'll prepare our hearts and our mind and our soul and our spirit to meet with our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God Almighty, on our journey of our life on this earth, We will be ready, we'll be prepared. We will live our lives wholly unto you. We will, O Lord, be a lot praying and preparing ourselves. O Lord Jesus, give us the grace even today that we will, O Father, shine bright for the glory of Christ. Today, Lord God Almighty, I thank you for your flock. Lord, as they step out to their jobs and to their businesses and running the daily chores of their daily life, I pray that your grace and glory will abound upon them. I pray, Lord, for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Oh, Father, I rebuke every manner of sickness. I command it to get out and enter into that body again, no more. Lord God Almighty, we know that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And healing is the birthright of the believers. We thank you for that. We give you the praise, glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you and a blessed weekend ahead. Bye for now.